Welcome to Wrestling Memories Then and Now. Glenn Brockett with you on this 22nd day of July 2018. Flying solo this week on Wrestling Memories. The grizzled vet Mike McCurdy is on assignment. He'll be back next week with another big interview. But for now, this week I've broke up the show into three segments. Well, we're going to talk with Tony DiNucci. Professional wrestler. He's been around for almost 30 years now. Well, he's promoting a big show for his company, the American Wrestling Federation, in Manoman, Minnesota, which is coming up here in a few days on Friday, July 27th at the Shooting Star Casino. We're also talking with Carol Castle and Sylvester J. Fox. Sylvester J. Fox is going to be inducting Baron Von Raschke at that Manoman show into the Minnesota Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. Carol Castle from the Minnesota Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame tells us all about that and a few other items going on in the month of August concerning pro wrestling in Minnesota. But first, let's take a trip down to Waterloo, Iowa, and spend some time with Kyle Klingman, director of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame Dan Gable Museum, to go over the big weekend coming up here next weekend, the 2018 George Tragos Luthez Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame. We'll talk about who's being honored, what events are happening in Waterloo, and a whole lot more. So let's start up this edition of Wrestling Memories Then and Now with my recent interview with Kyle Klingman, director of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame Dan Gable Museum. It's interview time on Wrestling Memories Then and Now, and my guest is with us to talk about a big annual event that's happening here at the end of the month of July down in Waterloo, Iowa, July 26th through the 28th. It's a big event. It's the 2018 George Tragos Luthez Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame inductions for this year. Awards will be given out. Wrestlers will appear. It's going to be quite the scene for, down there in Waterloo. And with us to kind of go over what's going to be happening there in Waterloo is the director of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame, Dan Gable Museum. It's a wonderful place. If you haven't been down there and you're within driving distance, definitely check out the museum. It's a wonderful place. I can tell you that from firsthand experience, and that was a few years ago, and I could only imagine that it's getting better. Direct from Waterloo, Iowa, Mr. Kyle Klingman. Kyle, thank you so much for coming in and talking about the big Tragos Thez Professional Hall of Fame Wrestling Hall of Fame weekend inductions for this year.
Really appreciate you having me on. This is always fun to talk about what's going to take place. Every year has its own dynamic based on what we do with the schedule, who comes in for the talent, but every year you know that there's going to be some fun opportunities with it, and this is our 20th annual event, and it coincides with the 70-year anniversary of the NWA being formed in Waterloo, Iowa, so a couple big milestones for this year that we're excited to really represent, and we're proud that we have an organization in Waterloo that gets to represent a great history.
Now, will the that history be brought up during the weekend with a certain, like maybe a seminar or just some sort of little look back? How much of a presence will that historical moment with the NWA be honored during the weekend?
We are making a push for that part as far as just displays within the museum. So we have a nice Jack Briscoe area. Gordon Soley gave us some great artifacts recently. Actually, Gordon's passed away, but his son, Gennard Soley, gave us some artifacts that'll be on display. Adam Pierce, who was a 5-time NWA champion, will have some of his items on display, and then he's going to be our master of ceremonies. There's a chance that David Lagana from the NWA is going to be coming in, so there will be a presence. One of the things we're going to do for lifetime members is we're actually going to go to the President's Hotel, which is now a senior living area, and just have a tour of where the Gold Room was and show people that were lifetime members where that was, because that's where the NWA was formed. So if you're a history buff like I am, that's a great piece of history, and we're glad we get to have that here for that weekend.
Oh, I'm so most envious that I'm tied up with other things that weekend, because that was just worth the price of admission alone, just given how much of a fan of pro wrestling history I am. And I want to talk about, access to this event here, before we get into what's going to be happening July 26th through the 28th. Now, is there still passes and the like still available for some of these events over the weekend? Can you break it down as far as what is available and what kind of things are in the offering still here as we're heading down towards the 11th hour about a week and a half away here in Waterloo?
The best way to experience all of what I had just mentioned with all of the events is to get an all-access pass. You mentioned the dates, so it starts Thursday, July 26th, all the way through Saturday, July 28th. All-access passes are $130, and it's really a great deal for all you get. You get first-in-line privileges at autograph signings. You get exclusive events that only all-access pass holders can be a part of. You get a ticket to the banquet. You get ringside seat to the Impact Pro Wrestling show. You get to go to the celebrity sponsor social after the IPW show that we have on Friday that's for all-access pass holders and distinguished guests only. So the list goes on and on of what you get. That's only $130. But if you want to split it out and come to different events, you can go to the Impact Pro Wrestling show exclusively, or go to the banquet exclusively, or go to the autograph signing, or any of the number of other events. But those are great opportunities. I'm pushing the all-access pass because I think people need to experience everything that we have with all of the seminars, all of the opportunities. And if you want to do that, go to our website, go to nwhof.org, go on the Waterloo tab. There's an area there for the George Tragos Luthez Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame. We kind of have an area there where you can order tickets, or you can just give us a call or email us. That's all on the website, and just a great way to get engaged with what we're doing with professional wrestling.
Yeah, not only the history on display, but I'm looking, as we get into the breakdown of the events, I'm looking here before we start going day by day. You guys also are not only talking, having these nice sessions and the wrestling events, but there's even something for those who enjoy video games as well here. So you kind of hit the video game part of the pro wrestling scene too.
That was a unique part. We had a brainstorming session and said, hey, what new ideas can we have for the weekend? So we added a pinball tournament. We added a video game tournament. We added a virtual scavenger hunt where haven't come up with exactly what's going to be on that yet, but it's going to include tweeting out things, or maybe if Brian Blair is there, for example, you say get a picture with Brian Blair and then tag the wrestling museum. So there's going to be some cool things with that. And then it kicks off on Thursday, and of all of the events that you're going to talk about, Thursday night is my absolute favorite part of the entire weekend because it's casual. You get free food with your all-access pass. You get to interact with Hall of Famers. You get a full access to the museum. It really is just a great way to kick off the entire weekend, and then that goes into pro wrestling trivia, some different things that we're going to do that night. So that's why I really think the all-access pass is a great way to be part of the weekend, because you get to be part of that Thursday night social, which I think is the best event. If you don't have an all-access pass, you don't get to be part of it.
Yes, and it's involving Jason Sanderson, who has definitely been a friend to the Hall of Fame and during the run here in recent years.
He has. Jason Sanderson won the Luthez Award from us, and it's just been a great guy, just a great supporter of our organization. And what a person that really embodies what it's about to give. And Jason Sanderson just loves to give, and we are very fortunate that we're on the recipient or a recipient of those gifts. And Jason Sanderson really does a lot for professional wrestling, but he does a lot for humanity and just a great humanitarian, and really honored to have his name attached to the Jason Sanderson social.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned the pro wrestling trivia, and there's also scheduled here, as I'm looking at the run of events, something I'd actually like to attend just because I'd like to hear what he has to say. Open mic with Mike Johnson featuring some pro wrestling attendees going on at the Ramada.
That's fun because I think that's what people like most, is that casual atmosphere where you get to interact with people freely and ask questions. So, again, another event that you get on Thursday night to kick things off and just to engage people and ask questions. I think anyone who is a true fan of something, whether it's professional wrestling or sports or theater, it's great to see the finished product, but what got you there? What are the little intricacies that got someone really good? And I think this is what that's about, is when you can ask those questions. And not necessarily just the questions of, hey, what was your favorite match, mm-hmm. or who did you like wrestling the most, but get into the details of what made someone great. And I think that's going to be a great forum for that.
Mm-hmm. And that takes us into Friday, July 27th, and you guys get kicking bright and early in the 9 o'clock hour with the museum opening up, as well as something that's been going on for a few years, the registration for pro wrestling evaluation. Let's talk about the museum opening up and this pro wrestling evaluation.
That's something that Troy Peterson, the president of Impact Pro Wrestling, he created it along with Travis Shillington. He really got on the front end of this and has a talent evaluation. We've been fortunate enough to have all the way from Jerry Briscoe, who's a current WWE scout, to J.J. Dillon, to Jim Ross, Dan Hodge has been a part of that. I think at one point Terry Funk and Mick Foley were there part of that. And it was really cutting edge because no one had really done anything like that throughout the country where you can pay a fee, come in, get evaluated, and possibly get that tryout with WWE. So what a great platform. If you want to be part of that, if you want to be part of the production, which is professional wrestling, this is a great way to get noticed. And the matches are short, and they don't linger. You have to tell your story pretty quick, but it's just a great opportunity to get in front of some people that really matter and people that can get you to big places if you're good enough.
Yeah, and that leads up to, with the morning session, midday session, up to an afternoon Hall of Fame, the Hall of Fame Classic, the 8-person tournament, and that's going on at the Five Sullivan Brothers Convention Center.
That tournament is another brainchild of Troy Peterson at Impact Pro Wrestling. So last year it was the first time they tried this tournament format, and they're going to do it again this year. So there's going to be an 8-person tag tournament. They're going to have the first round for that that afternoon session, and then they'll have the semifinals and finals in the evening session. But just a great way to get some great independent professional wrestlers on the scene and watch them in a tournament format. And for me personally, I enjoyed that opening round more than the Impact Pro Wrestling show, just because you really got to see professional wrestling in its purest form, and it was about the wrestling. And I think that's what this Hall of Fame weekend is about. It's about the wrestling. And if you get to be a part of that tournament and watch the tournament, I think that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. And it's also in the afternoon on the 27th about the podcasting world, I guess, when you guys are bringing in some pretty big guns here, a Hall of Fame podcaster with Wade Keller and Bruce Mitchell, guys from the Pro Wrestling Torch, of course, no strangers to the Midwest and the pro wrestling scene at large.
Those guys are great guys. We started this 3 years ago where we had a Hall of Fame podcast, and hey, what a great way to kick it off with Iron Sheik and Bob Backlund 2 years ago. And it just continues to be a great presence for that weekend because, again, you get another intimate environment where you get to see these guys in a unique atmosphere. And this year it's going to be Nikita Koloff and Larry the Axe Hennig, two guys that that know each other well, have a great history together, with Nikita and his son, Larry the Axe Hennig's son, Kurt Hennig, who has passed away. They were in the same high school. They went to the same high school together. So what a unique piece of history that we have there. And I love that podcast. I wish I had more time to be able to sit in on that, but I don't. But the times I get a couple minutes to pop in there and listen to it, it's a great product.
Yeah, some Robbinsdale products there on display. That's always nice to represent my state of Minnesota. And
yeah, and fill me in. I think they went to high school at the same time. I got to make sure my facts are straight on that, but I think they crossed paths and were at high school at the same time.
I believe so. If not in the same grade, just maybe a couple of grades apart. I mean, that was a breeding ground for pro wrestlers, was in that Robbinsdale area.
It sure was. Yeah, tons of great talent coming out of there. So a lot of great history between that. So, and that's what's fun about it, is because, hey, with a third generation right now, with the Hennig family currently wrestling in WWE, to have that history there with Nikita Koloff, who really was on his way to superstardom, and just for a variety of reasons, which I'll get into in the podcast, it went another direction. I think it's just great that those two human beings that had that interaction and that connection get to be on the same platform together. So that's a unique connection we get.
Yeah, and after the conclusion of the podcast, things start gradually getting ready for the big event, the evening event with Impact Pro Wrestling. Doors are going to open up, but sounds like at about 5:30, there's going to be some vendors on hand as well. Let's take us into what people can expect at the Impact Pro Wrestling Show at the Five Sullivan Brothers Convention Center on Friday night, July 27th.
Man, Troy Peterson at Impact Pro Wrestling just put together a fantastic show of just some high-quality talent. I don't know who's going to win in the first round, but a lot of those guys that are in the tournament are going to be on that evening show on Friday. But just the talent level, whether it's Austin Aries or Wes Briscoe, I think Davey Boy Smith, or not Davey Boy Smith, but the Hart Foundation, they have a son there, of the son of Davey Boy Smith.
Harry.
Is going to be there. Yeah, Harry Smith is going to be there, and I think he's going to wrestle at the show. So just some cool connections there, and it seems like Troy keeps adding some neat things along the way. So very excited about what that show is going to be. And I don't know how they do it, but it keeps getting better every single year, and I think that's going to be the case this year with, I mean, Austin Aries is probably the best independent talent out there, arguably, if you want to make an argument. He's at least in the top three, so to have him on the show is going to be a great addition to what we're doing.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like you guys have plenty of wrestlers scheduled to appear in some form or some capacity. I mean, the list itself, I mean, scheduled to appear tentative. I'm seeing guys from the WWE. The legends are going to be there. I mean, you got Dan Severn. You also have Stan Hansen, Tony Garea. I mean, this is a real gathering of stars here, past, present, and future. I've only just listed a couple of them because, man, you're gonna get a lot of star power out there this weekend, and that alone is worth just checking out. Aside from the big pro wrestling event and all the good stuff on the first day.
Fun when you list off those names, because you're right, there is just a ton of talent that's going to be there that Friday night, and that just adds to it. So when there's a break in the action and you get to interact with the legends in the sport, and then people like the Revival who respect the legends. WWE has been really gracious to us in having talent come for the last 2 years. This will be the third year in a row. We had Big E the first year, and then we had American Alpha, who actually happened to split up that week going into that Hall of Fame weekend with Chad Gable and Jason Jordan, and then Shelton Benjamin happened to be there, and then Shelton Benjamin gets signed a little bit later. So the timing was kind of funny on how that worked out, but it was a great moment to have those three guys there. And then we get the Revival this year. So, man, it's just going to be awesome to have all of those legends and then future legends that are going to be all in one room. I think that really brings it home on why this event is so special and why we really want people to attend it, because of moments like that.
Mm-hmm. And Saturday, you guys have a slate of events going on. Things get going in the morning. You talked about the event for lifetime members with the tour of the room where the National Wrestling Alliance was formed some 70 years prior, which is going to be a great event with Adam Pearce. I want to talk, you got a podcast, another podcast that's going to be cooking around 10 a.m. And then I would love to have been, you know, checking this out, a tribute to one of your honorees this year, Owen Hart. So let's take us into what they can expect the morning of the 28th here in Waterloo.
That Owen Hart panel discussion, again, is going to be for lifetime members only, so that's going to be the morning of Saturday, July 28th. But as you know, Owen Hart passed away, and he's going to be inducted into our Hall of Fame posthumously. Has a solid amateur background, and it's a great piece of history that Bret Hart and Stu Hart have been inducted, and now Owen Hart is being inducted. Unfortunately, it's posthumously, mm-hmm. But we have members of the Hart family who will be there. And we're going to have a panel discussion about what Owen Hart meant to the professional wrestling business. And so when you get just firsthand accounts from family members, it's just going to be something that only made sense to do something like that for Owen Hart, to have a panel discussion. So of all the events that are going to be new this year, I think that having the Owen Hart panel is probably going to be my favorite. I think that there's just going to be a lot of emotion with that, and Owen Hart was someone that was very special to the business, so really excited to see what the content about that panel discussion is going to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been hearing about this leading up to Waterloo. I've been hearing from Bob Johnson, of course, a friend and confidant of the Hart family, and Bruce as well. Very much looking forward to making the drive back down, because I remember hearing from them when they went the last time to Waterloo. Bob called me. They were coming back from Waterloo, and they talked just about how much fun it was to take part in the weekend, and just now how special it really is to have another member, I mean, of course, posthumously with Owen coming in. It's just a kind of a real beautiful thing.
Really is, and it is touching when you have an opportunity when someone has passed to make sure their legacy continues on, and I think that's the value of what we try to do, is that whether you're alive in the physical form or not, you have a place in this organization, in this museum. And I think that's what differentiates us from any other museum, is that we have that opportunity to say that your life matters, and that just because you passed on doesn't mean we're going to forget you. And this is really an example of how we get to do that.
Mm-hmm. And another big tribute going on Saturday, July 28th, down at Waterloo, Iowa, as part of the 2018 George Tragos Luthez Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame Induction Weekend, is a tribute to Bruiser Brody. And this is another one of those panel discussions that is going to be held at the National Wrestling Hall of Fame Dan Gable Museum. And you've assembled, I mentioned Stan Hansen. There's also a few other luminaries on the panel, including his widow, Barbara.
Yeah, again, here's another example of, here we have six people that we're recognizing during our Hall of Fame weekend, and unfortunately, two of those are posthumous, and Bruiser Brody and Owen Hart. So just another opportunity for us to talk about Bruiser Brody, talk about his career, talk about what he meant to professional wrestling. I don't know that much about Bruiser Brody. I know that Troy of Impact Pro Wrestling, that was his favorite wrestler, Rob Schamberger, who does all of the artwork for us. He's a big fan of Bruiser Brody, so that's going to be a lot of fun for me to hear what they have to say, hear what Bruiser Brody was about. All you have to do is look at a picture of Bruiser Brody, and you get a story about who he was, but to have that verbalized, I'm really excited about what that panel discussion is going to bring forth,
and really get to know the layers beneath the person that you see. Just if you don't really have too much information on him, you're learning about him. I mean, just when you see him at face value, but when you find out more of his story, just what a real bright man he was, aside from the pro wrestling career. It's going to be a great one down there, and fans, you don't really want to miss that Memories of Bruiser Brody panel discussion. We're going to go into the afternoon, and in the afternoon, that's a little bit more where the fans can kind of get involved. There's photo ops, autographs, signings. Can you talk about the activities going on at the Dan Gable Museum here on the afternoon of July 28th?
The autograph signing closes out what we do at the Dan Gable Museum on that Saturday. And it's a fan favorite. I mean, that's what you want to do, is you want to interact with professional wrestlers and get their autograph, get their picture. So that's the final time that we have opportunities to do that. And we're trying something new where we're going to have an opportunity with all of the Hall of Fame class to get pictures on that Saturday. And we'll have that in the George Tragos Luthez Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame wing. And then we have another area for the autograph signing. But that's one of the traditions we keep. We just haven't gotten rid of that autograph signing part of it, because it does mean a lot to people to have that opportunity to interact with those guys. So before the banquet, that's the last thing we do, and then we go right into the Hall of Fame banquet, where we induct them that night at the Five Sullivan Brothers Convention Center and make it official that they're part of the Hall of Fame class.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And the big honors that will be happening that evening at the induction banquet, we're going to talk about, we mentioned Owen Hart is an inductee posthumously, and another man who's alive and well and has dominated in his area in his day in the MMA and the pro wrestling world. Let's talk about what Dan Severn, Dan the Beast Severn.
Dan Severn's unique in this, in that he is the first person to be recognized on three separate occasions. He got the Frank Gotch Award in 2002. He got the George Tragos Award in 2013. And then he is now being inducted into the George Tragos Luthez Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame. So prolific in a lot of areas. Where I know him most is on the mixed martial arts side and the amateur wrestling side. He was truly a beast. That's his nickname. He was a beast in college and international wrestling, and then he was a beast in MMA. And he's still going. He still does stuff. He's still part of mixed martial arts. So to recognize him for his professional wrestling career, knowing the background that I just listed off, I think that this is something that's long overdue for Dan Severn, and we're very excited that he is going to be part of the Hall of Fame class this year.
Oh, spot on with that selection. Now, outside of the inductions into the Hall of Fame, there's individual awards that are going to be handed out. And the first of which I want to talk about is the recipient of the Lou Thesz Award. And I remember watching this cat when he was teaming up with his brother on Global Wrestling on ESPN as the Ebony Experience. And boy, it's been a whirlwind since. And now he's retired and a trainer and a broadcaster. He's definitely an original. He's a real talented man. We're talking about Booker T.
Booker T, man, you want to talk about energy and pace and all those great things.
Yeah.
He's one of the biggest names in professional wrestling history. He's getting the Lou Thesz World Heavyweight Championship Award for his public service and has just done a lot of good things for kids and just has a big heart. So he's being recognized for that. But, man, when you talk about great professional wrestlers and someone that just has a presence, as you mentioned, along with his brother and then his wife Charmelle is going to be coming with him, I can't think of anyone bigger or better than Booker T. So to have him here in Waterloo, Iowa, it's going to be a huge honor for us. And I think that all the superlatives about what he meant to the profession, it's going to be embodied when he comes here to Waterloo.
Just another featured attraction on a wonderful weekend for pro wrestling and pro wrestlers getting honored. I want to talk, we mentioned Bruiser Brody. Bruiser is getting his just dues this year, the winner of the Frank Gotch Award. And, of course, that's a pretty prestigious honor as well. But, of course, it is posthumous, but it's still a very significant honor considering Frank Gotch and his career.
Very significant. And I think any time that you can transcend the ring, and that's what the Frank Gotch Award is about, is what you did outside of the ring, I think that really establishes you as not just a professional wrestler, that establishes you as something bigger than that. And so anyone that wins a Frank Gotch Award, is we're saying that, hey, you've done something outside of the ring that really has advanced this profession in a way that is larger than life. So very glad that he is getting that recognition for all his worthy work outside the ring.
And there'll be plenty of people there to help honor him and salute him in winning that prestigious honor. Let's go to the George Tragos Award recipient. Can you tell us a little bit about this gentleman?
Ben Askren, man, this is right up my alley. This guy was at the University of Missouri. He's from Wisconsin. He was actually born in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, and he went on to a great career at the University of Missouri. Two-time NCAA wrestling champion, four-time finalist, made Olympic team in 2008, and he has an undefeated mixed martial arts career in Bellator. He was at the welterweight division. I think he's retired right now, but I think he could be lured out for a big payday fight against George St. Pierre if that ever materializes, but as of right now, he's retired. He just got hired at the University of Wisconsin for their club program, so Ben Askren is going to be in town, and it's kind of cool because there's some people that are actually as excited to see Ben Askren as they are any of the professional wrestlers. So very glad for the opportunity that Ben Askren gets to come to our organization and we get to recognize his skill as a mixed martial artist.
And our other honoree is the recipient of the Jim Melby Award. And could you tell us about it? We have a little international flavor this year with the honoree for this year for the Melby.
Koji Miyamoto, I mean, what a great name and what a great history he has, winning the Jim Melby Award. I didn't know a whole lot about him, but Charlie Thesz, who is Lou Thesz's widow, nominated Koji and said, hey, you need to look into what he's accomplished. And so when we made the announcement that Koji was going to get it, a lot of people were really excited about it and just said, hey, excellent choice. So Koji is coming all the way in from Japan to be part of this. And just learning about all he did for Lou and all that he's done to advance professional wrestling. And I really am glad we have an award that really recognizes journalists and historians because they're the ones that keep this profession alive. Mm-hmm. And what you're doing here, Glenn, I think it's such a great tribute to people like you that really do value this profession and want to make sure that it gets a voice. So Koji is this year's Jim Melby Award winner. Jim Melby is from Minnesota, as you know. So I'm very, very humbled that he is coming all the way from Japan to be part of this.
That is amazing. And you do have people that travel from all over, from other countries, I do presume, for this, just because of the wide range and the wide scope of professional wrestling.
We do, and the countries right now are Japan and Canada. We get a great Canadian flavor. But across the country, I tell you, it kind of boggles my mind the amount of people that we get from out of state. I mean, Florida, New York. I know that we just mentioned Canada. There's just a lot of people from a lot of different states that want to be a part of this. And so, again, when we're talking about being humbled, I am just so humbled that people take the effort and make this their vacation. I mean, that group from Florida that comes up, husband and wife, she works at Disney World, and she says she'd rather be here than at Disney World. And of course, it's her job, but yeah, for them, this is their Disney World. And what they want to do is they want to come and volunteer and be part of the weekend and donate their time. So when you get stuff like that, Glenn, it really means a lot to us that people want to invest in this organization and this weekend in such a significant way. And for them to come all the way out to be in Waterloo, Iowa for a three-day weekend, it truly means everything to us.
Most certainly, most definitely. And I want to, before we go, as we are starting to wrap up our chat today, we can go back to the information for listeners who might be interested in jumping in the old car, heading down south, east, west, wherever they are listening today, and get themselves a little taste of wrestling history. Where can these fans, these prospective future attendees, get these tickets? Where's the website? What's all that information? Could you get that in for us, please?
Sure. NWHOF. So that stands for National Wrestling Hall of Fame. So it's the first letter of each of those words, NWHOF.org. You're just going to want to click on the Waterloo tab, and then that gives you all of the information that you'll need. Click on the George Tragos Luthez Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame tab, and then that gives you all of the information to order tickets. Or a popular way is to just go to our Facebook page. We have an event page, which is just 20th Annual George Tragos Luthez Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame. You can like our page, which is the George Tragos Luthez Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame. Follow us on Twitter, which is at Wrestling Museum, so a variety of ways. Or if you're way old school, just want to give us a call and get information, we can email it to you. Our phone number is 319-233-0745, or email us at DGM, which stands for Dan Gable Museum, so DGM staff at NWHOF.org. So that is everything you need to know on how to order tickets.
I think we gave them the right taste and the right information on what you can expect down in Waterloo, Iowa, July 26th through the 28th at the 2018 George Tragos Luthez Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame Induction Weekend. Wonderful having the director of the National Wrestling Hall of Fame, Dan Gable Museum, with us today. Kyle Klingman, you definitely, we got to get you on here again. Maybe more than just an annual thing. Maybe if you guys get something cooking, an event down there that you need to get the word out about here in the next year. Definitely let us know. Keep in touch. We have emails and Facebooks and all that stuff, so it's pretty easy to get in touch through social media.
Thank you, Glenn. I really appreciate you promoting us, believing in our product, and pushing us like you do. It really does mean everything to us that you're behind us, and I hope that you can make it back some year. It doesn't sound like you're going to be able to make it this year, but we always welcome you with open arms if you can make it any subsequent year.
I think it's going to happen in the not-too-distant future. For Kyle Klingman, this is Glenn Broggett for Wrestling Memories Then and Now.
Hi, Glenn Broggett with Wrestling Memories Then and Now, and I have a very special guest who's going to be telling us about a big event that's coming to the Wrestling Memories listening area, the Pioneer 90.1 KSRQ FM local listening area. So this is going to be some big time fun. It's going to be at the Shooting Star Casino in Monoman, Minnesota. And my guest is, he's had more than a few wars in the world of professional wrestling, the mat game. He's worked for such companies as AWA, USWA, WWF, WCW, USWA. NSWA and countless indies in his nearly 30-year career in pro wrestling. He's going to be leading the charge with his own outfit, the American Wrestling Federation, as the AWF is going to be presenting an evening of pro wrestling July 27th, starting at 7 o'clock at the Shooting Star Casino. It's an honor once again to have him on Wrestling Memories Then and Now. The main man with the plan. We're talking Tony DiNucci. Tony, welcome to Wrestling Memories. Boy, I can't wait. It's getting close to event time here for the big AWF show at Monoman for the first time, I do believe.
Yeah, we are excited. We're excited to get there. We got the AWF coming in full force. We got Baron Von Raschke, Jumpin' Jim Brunzel, the Natural Nick Nelson, the Luchadors from Mexico. We got a ton of folks coming to the show.
Oh, yes, it sounds like it's going to be a great night, and you mentioned some of the legends. Yeah, it's always nice when you're able to put on a show with some of the great young talent, of course, but it's always really fun to kind of mix the old with the new, and it doesn't get more Minnesota, more AWA than Jumpin' Jimmy Brunzel and Baron Von Raschke. I mean, growing up as a kid, some of my earliest pro wrestling memories involved the High Flyers and the Clawmaster.
Yeah, Baron Von Raschke, it's unbelievable. No matter where I go, what I'm doing, when the AWA is talked about, I kid you not, brother, he is the first name to be brought up. He is the name that people remember. You know, the guy's pushing 80 years old, been out of the wrestling for a long time. He looks unbelievable, and he's a legend. He's an icon. He is the AWA. As far as I'm concerned. And then you got Jumpin' Jim Brunzel, you know, one of the tag team premier guys of all time. You know, the High Flyers with Greg Gagne, the Killer Bees with Telly Blanchard. I mean, you name it, he's done it.
Oh yeah, I mean the Killer Bees with B. Brian Blair. You mean? Anyway.
Yeah, B. Brian Blair. I'm sorry.
Oh no, no worries. No worries, being with your busy schedule, putting events on, to slip a name every once in a while, that's just only human, my friend.
We're excited because what we're bringing to the table is so much more than just a wrestling match. It's a chance to meet guys that you normally would never get to meet, that aren't going to be in the squared circle anymore, guys that you've read about and heard about, and now you got a chance to actually meet them and talk to him in person.
You know, and the thing that's going to be attached, kind of a bonus to the show on July 27th in Monoman at the Shooting Star Casino, the American Wrestling Federation, is also you're doing a little, there's a side thing going on as Baron Von Raschke is to receive a very prestigious honor with the Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame. So you, not only the great evening of wrestling, you get the legends there, but Baron's also going to be receiving an honor in Monoman.
Yeah, what a privilege for the AWF to be able to induct the legendary Baron Von Raschke into the Hall of Fame at our show. I mean, that is, for me, that's an honor because you got to realize I started wrestling for the AWA 1988, and I used to travel with Baron Von Raschke and Jim Brunzel and Greg Gagne and some of these guys, and I was the kid. You know, I always wondered why they wanted me to drive with them, and I finally figured it out. It's because I did all the driving and they got to sleep.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's unbelievable. And now, you know, all these years later, Baron's getting inducted into the Hall of Fame at the AWF show by the kid who used to drive him around. That was the rookie that did what he was told to do, and it's my God, time flies.
Mm-hmm. And you talk about that your long and distinguished career. I mean, you had a chance to work with so many starting out in the AWA, and you got to travel as well. I mean, you had a pretty good little run here. And one of the places I want to just before we get back into talking about the show, I've just been so curious because I've been listening to podcasts and stuff, is USWA territory. You had a chance in around 92, 93 to work there. And one of the big premier buildings in Memphis was the Mid-South Coliseum. And there's been an effort here recently to save the Coliseum because it's been sitting empty for many years. And it's still it's in good condition, but there's been a movement to get the Mid-South Coliseum refurbished and opened up again. What can you remember from working in Mid-South Coliseum and working for the USWA? Because, I don't know, it's just really hit my curiosity as of late. And seeing that you've worked for many companies and have your own company, what was it like to be in that different part of the country?
Down south is so different from the northern territories. I hate to say it. Now, during the AWA time, it was awesome. But then after that, it wasn't ever the same up north. And when I was down south, just the respect for the business and the older wrestlers, the guys that have been around. I mean, you got to realize, I got to travel. One of my best friends down there was Brian Christopher, Jerry Lawler's son, Brian Lawler. So it was myself and Brian Lawler and Jerry that pretty much traveled everywhere together. I got to run feuds with Jeff Gaylord, the Missouri Tiger. I got to tag with Moondog Spot and Jeff Jarrett and Jerry Lawler against the Harris brothers and some of those guys. And it's legendary. I mean, the memories that I have down there are absolutely incredible. The stuff I was able to be a part of, the way the wrestlers were treated down there were like royalty. I mean, you go somewhere with Jerry Lawler, I'm going to be honest with you, every time I was with Jerry, we went out to eat, we never paid for a meal. And it wasn't because of Tony DiNucci, it's because I was with the likes of Jerry Lawler, who was, I hate to tell you this, but probably the real king of Memphis.
Oh, beyond a shadow of a doubt, when you think about how many times he has brought the Mid-South Coliseum to at or near full capacity in his run as the king, I mean, that's definitely not out of bounds to say that he's the real, you know, he arguably one of the true kings of Memphis. And you also took a chance to work, too, not only with the Lawlers, but you had a chance to tag up with Doug Gilbert, too. There's another guy with a lineage, a family heritage down there in the South. When you talk about the Gilberts, you got Eddie and, of course, their dad Tommy, but Doug, he was no slouch.
No, Doug Gilbert actually was an incredible guy. And the thing that I loved about Doug, a lot of times you get a father or a son or a brother, and they'll feel like they're wrestling in the shadow of their brother or their father. And he constantly was talking about Eddie or his father, saying he was just so positive, and he taught me so much. Because we tagged together for quite a while too. We ran a feud against each other, then we tagged, and I learned, I got to be honest, I probably learned more down south than I did in the AWA, because AWA, I kind of got thrown into the mix hard and fast, and they needed a baby face, and they, you know, I got a pretty good push. With the USWA, they kind of brought me in slowly, smart, and they put me with the right guys. Where I was able to really learn the art and the trade of my craft.
Mm-hmm. Let's focus up now. Before we part, we got a few more things to talk about. One of the things I want to talk about is the resurgence, it seems to me, of Midwest professional wrestling that has been kind of bubbling the last few years. But now I've noticed you look all over the area, not only your company, but there's other companies in Minnesota, in the Midwest, and other states. It's really become a breeding ground for talent, too, with wrestling camps, and most notably with camps, the school that Ken Anderson and Daivari have put together here just recently. So it really seems to be a hot time with a lot of new guys getting broken into the business, and really pro wrestling is starting to boom here with more shows and more opportunities for these guys.
It's unbelievable. If you look at WWE right now, the guys that have came from the AWF, you've got Eric Rowan, who is Thorf with me, Thorf Maris. You've got Chaz Betts, who is now Chad Gable. You've got Arya Daivari, who's my champion, two different occasions. He held the belt longer than anybody. He started wrestling for me when he was 18 years old. Then if you go to the New Japan side, you got Juice Robinson, who was with WWE and made the call to switch to go to Japan. Well, they just put a strap on him. He's their American champion now. It's unreal. And Ken Anderson is running a great camp. Actually, Sean Davari is no longer there. It is just Ken that's running the camp now. But they're really working with the guys. They're producing some great talent from the camp, and yeah, things are really cooking. And I think what happens is, because I've been doing this now 14 years full time, I see a lot of groups come and go. And I think right now they see the success that some of the other groups are having, and they're, but you know what? The more the merrier. I love it because I find guys that I would have never found if they weren't working for that little group and in a VFW, and I go, hey, there's a guy that's got a lot of talent. Let's give him a chance with our group. And they turn into something. Sometimes they don't, sometimes they do. But the neat thing is it really is a hotbed right now. And what that does for everybody is it gives more talent to pick from, creates a better product, and people have a lot more fun watching the show.
Mm-hmm. And most notably, the American Wrestling Federation, one of those great companies that puts on a fantastic show, will be in Monoman at the Shooting Star Casino, July 27th, the action getting underway at 7 o'clock. One of the guys you have featured on the poster, who will be working with one of the guys from our backyard here in Thief River Falls. I want to talk about first a guy who has also been I've seen some of his posts. He's been working with Ken Anderson at that school. I want to talk about Eric Cannon, the legend, and Josh Price, the up-and-comer who is from the Thief River Falls area.
Eric Cannon is a fantastic talent. He is a guy that he's a smart kid. He's a guy that he not only loves the sport, but he wants to get better. He travels. He takes and goes everywhere that he can possibly go, because I think he wants to make that next step up to WWE. I don't know if he will go there, but I know that's something that he wants to do. And then when you go to the other side, Josh Price, a guy that has got all the ability in the world. He's got the athletic ability, and he's got size. He's got something that actually Eric Cannon doesn't have. He's just a naturally big guy. It's going to be a fantastic match between the two of them. But if I had to pick one, if that's what you're asking me to do, give advantage to the ring veteran who's a little more crafty, and that'd be one Eric Cannon.
So there you have it. Tony DiNucci says Cannon over Price. Now, before we go today, is there anything else you'd like to pass along about the big event for the AWF here July 27th in Monoman at the Shooting Star Casino?
When you come to the show, guys, you're going to see a family show. You are not going to hear something you shouldn't hear. You're not going to see something you shouldn't see. You're going to see a ton of action with the luchadors. You're going to see a ton of just physical wrestling, good guy, bad guy. And you're going to be able to be a part of a television taping for KSTC 45, which we're on every Saturday at noon. Plus, we're all over YouTube. But, yeah, you're going to get a great show. You're going to be a part of a TV taping. You're going to have a lot of fun. And you are going to see talent today that tomorrow you'll see on the face of the WWE like you're seeing with some of our other guys now.
I know I'm looking forward to it, and I hope there's a good crowd that gets out there and checks it out. The American Wrestling Federation. I've been to a few AWF shows, and I can tell you from experience, they're very, very fun, very entertaining, very family-oriented, and just good wrestling. Tony DiNucci, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule, booking here, booking there, booking everywhere, and I look forward to seeing you in Monoman on July 27th.
All right, brother, you take care. We'll see you soon.
For Wrestling Memories Then and Now, I'm Glenn Broggett. It's interview time now on Wrestling Memories Then and Now. Hi, I'm Glenn Broggett, and I have a couple of distinguished guests with me to talk about some big stuff going on. Of course, there's a big pro wrestling show going on at the Shooting Star Casino in Monoman, Minnesota on July 27th, where there's going to be some great wrestling action, and a big ceremony is going to be happening there as well. From the Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame, we're also going to be talking with somebody from the Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame about not only those Hall of Fame inductees, but some of the events going on in and around the Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame. We're going to catch up now with my guests on the phone, waiting in the wings, Carol Castle from the Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame and the manager who will be doing the honors, inducting the one and only Baron Von Raschke in Monowan on July 27th into the Wrestling Hall of Fame. He's a managerial extraordinaire. This guy knows how to sell the soap and then some. He'll sell the water in the bathtub, too. We're going to bring him on in. I'm proud to call myself a sly guy. I hope you are, too, so with Sylvester J. Fox. Welcome, Sylvester J. Fox. Welcome, Carol, to Wrestling Memories. You guys both first-timers to the program.
Thanks, Glenn.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, Glenn, thanks very much for having me. And glad to hear you're a sly guy, Glenn. Glad to hear it.
Absolutely, man. I've seen a couple of shows where you've worked, and yes, I'm a fan of the work. Let's just say,
much appreciated.
Okay, I'm going to start first of all with you, Sly. You're going to be working the show in Monowan on July 27th for the American Wrestling Federation, and you've been around more than just a few indies here. You're definitely keeping your schedule pretty busy with some of your appearances, not only just for Tony DiNucci and the AWF, but for other independent companies as well.
Absolutely, yeah, Glenn. On the 27th, when we're there in Monowan, I will be working that evening with the Minnesota Record, Josh Price, who is a sly guy and one half of the tag team champions of Fully Loaded Wrestling based out of North Dakota. Josh Price, along with Scott Story, are the Fully Loaded champions, and Sly's guys are all about championship gold, my friend.
And it's all about paying homage to the legends. I mean, you're a student of the game, and the chance to be able to associate yourself with the Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame for these inductions. You've done, I do believe you helped to induct Bobby Heenan in the past, but let's just talk about some of the things. I mean, you not only are going to be in Monowan here, it appears that you're going to be inducting another legend. Let's talk about how you became involved with the Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame before we get to Carol with the hall. But let's talk about your story and just how wonderful it is and how fortunate you are to be able to do the honors with these upcoming shows with these legends into the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely. Yeah, Glenn, I have to say I've had the opportunity to meet and work with Carol Castle in the past through shows that I've done in the Minnesota area and stuff. And she approached me and talked to me about the Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame. And I mean, I think it's an amazing opportunity for us to honor the, you know, wrestlers, not only at the professional level, but the amateur level, and just, you know, pay homage to the founding fathers of this great sport that we call wrestling in the great state of Minnesota.
You know, and to talk about the guys that you're able to put in and put over here, he's going to be in Monowan on the 27th, which is in Pioneer 90.1's backyard, essentially. You're going to be there to help induct Baron Von Raschke, and Baron in the AWA and Minnesota and the Midwest in general. Man, you can still mention the name of Baron Von Raschke, and people will know, or they'll throw up the claw hand. That's just an automatic, you know. But just talk about, you know, how special it is with inducting the Baron. I mean, just from a personal standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, you don't get any better than the club and Baron Von Raschke. And when I talk to people about getting this distinct honor to induct the man, they tell me to make sure I keep my distance as I'm doing that, because that claw, I'm sure, is still as powerful today as it was back then, and I definitely don't want to be on the receiving end of that. But Baron Von Raschke, AWA legend, amazing accomplishments over the course of his career, but also high school state amateur wrestling champion in his day too. So definitely. Definitely an honor. Definitely one of the most famous names in the history of the AWA, and we couldn't be more excited to get him inducted here week from today.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's a week from today as we're doing this interview, and 2 days later, you're keeping it on the road. You're keeping busy. You're spreading around the Sylvester J. Fox name, the brand, the love, if you will, as you're going to be also helping to induct Mean Gene Okerlund, and this time it's a big show put on by David Sabik's outfit. Heavy on Wrestling at in Tower, Minnesota. And that's another even a bigger event at a different casino, Fortune Bay Resort Casino. And Mean Gene Okerlund, man, that voice still sounds good. He can say just about anything in that Mean Gene voice, you know, and you're just like, damn. You know, if we give him a list of things to say, I mean, could you imagine just him going on just swear words alone? But again, forget about that. Mean Gene Okerlund, what a voice, what a talent, and what a guy still vital today. And he's in the pop culture lexicon past for the past, and today you see him in a Mountain Dew commercial with Kevin Hart.
That's what I was just going to say. I mean, what an opportunity for Kevin Hart to get to say the special words. Well, let me tell you, Mean Gene. I mean, he's an icon in the sport. He's obviously known as the greatest announcer or interviewer, at least of all time, and just an absolute treat. He's got family here back in Minnesota, and he spends his summers here, and he just was a pioneer for AWA wrestling. Obviously, he went on to be, you know, somebody who basically created a ton of the heat that we remember from the 80s and 90s just by his interviews, and we're absolutely excited to get this opportunity at the Heavy on Wrestling show that also on the 29th to get him inducted. He's an amazing talent.
And that's just some of the great things going on with the Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame. And I'm going to bring in the lady who is always working tirelessly to really keep the history of Minnesota pro wrestling alive and well, and keeping it fresh to people who may be of a younger generation who are curious to figure it out. But we're going to bring in Carol Castle from the Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame right now to talk about some of the stuff we just went over, Sly and I, about the Wrestling Hall of Fame. And how a different approach the inductions, where you guys are taking it on the road to a couple of locations, but this definitely helps to create some extra sizzle and some extra excitement by going out and doing these honors at the actual shows. It kind of puts the name of the Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame in people's minds as well.
Well, we want to cover the whole state, and we want to be able to involve as many people as possible. We still have our regular induction ceremony in October this year, but we wanted to include Mean Gene, especially when he is in town, so make it easy for everyone. Nobody deserves it more than Mean Gene. He basically created the position of radio announcer. He had a promotion in town for media and radio promos. He was the voice of several radio stations in the 60s and the 70s. So he is the Minnesotan through and through, and nobody deserves it more than him. But the Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame belongs to the people. And even though we have brick and mortar, we're in Robbinsdale, the birthplace of Minnesota wrestling, we want to be able to come out to different communities' celebrations. We were at a wonderful block party for Temple of Aaron 2 days ago, just to meet and greet, where we brought legend Johnny Parks with, shaking hands, kissing babies, talking wrestling, talking old school wrestling, talking new wrestling. And it's just nice to get out there and meet the people and see what they want from the Wrestling Hall of Fame, and just to keep the memories alive and honor the legends and just keep the stories going.
Mm-hmm. And also, you mentioned Mean Gene, Baron Von Raschke. I mean, you as a wrestling fan, I as a wrestling fan, Sly as a wrestling fan, we have our Baron Von Raschke memories, from different ages and different decades. I mean, the Baron just had such staying power, in the AWA. It's almost like you didn't think he left the AWA, but he made his men in other territories as well. But boy, what a career. And you're talking about a guy, it seems unbelievable to me that, these pro wrestlers, why do they have to age? Why do they have to get old? They're always going to be forever, like in my mind, in their prime. But Baron is definitely well deserving of the honor as well.
I seen Baron Von Raschke at an event. He was talent at the Indian Center in Minneapolis for a fundraiser. And I watched the audience come by, shake hands, get his autograph. And he literally turned 50, 60, 70-year-old fans into kids again. The twinkle came in their eyes because this was their hero, you know, an icon of wrestling. And when he throws the claw out, everybody turns into a kid. It was wonderful to watch the magic he does.
And you're observing this, and you're also you're keeping an eye and keeping a mind on linking the past and present with some of the things that you're doing with the Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame. And I'd be remiss in not mentioning this event coming up in Maple Grove at the Center for the Arts. Can you tell us a little about what's happening here on the first weekend in August here on the 4th?
Well, first of all, the month of August is Minnesota Wrestling History Month. And the governor of Minnesota has proclaimed the last 3 years as Minnesota Wrestling History Month, and we try to have different events. And it's taken 3 years to be able to book a gallery. It's an idea I've had where I want to increase the footprint of wrestling. Since wrestling is a sport that crosses all demographics, it's a sport for people, even if you don't understand the sport, you can partake in it. And Wrestling with the Arts is an art show, and we happen to have two great artists that have been or currently are professional wrestlers. We're going to be increasing our number of artists for the next year, and something wrestling-related with Minnesota. The art necessarily doesn't have to be wrestling, but it does have to be related to the Minnesota wrestling somehow. And we're going to be opening up a video component for next year. But this year, I'm really happy with what is coming to Maple Grove Arts Center. We're going to have our hard opening on the 4th, which is Saturday, and we have a wrestling exhibition. We're going to have three matches, maybe four, maybe a little surprises. And we're going to show and demonstrate the different styles of wrestling you can find around Minnesota. We have so many good promotions with good, solid wrestlers. I want people to be able to see the different types of wrestling they can see when they go to one of the promotions. And so I have some great guys coming that are going to put on good matches. And we have Laszlo, one of the board of directors of the Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame, and he'll be describing some of the styles and techniques we'll be using. And we'll all be there on hand to answer any questions that people have. But it's going to be a good way to kick off Wrestling with the Arts, and we plan on doing this every year, and hopefully in the near future we'll be able to take this collection on the road.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. And for fans here, as we are starting to get ready to sign off with our interview today, where can fans go to find out a little bit about the comings and goings, some of the events that are coming up, and the not too distant future and down the line with the Minnesota Wrestling Hall of Fame?
We have a website, MinnesotaWrestlingHallOfFame.com.
Simple and easy. Head it out. And yeah, also there's some Facebook action as well into other aspects of social media.
Oh, yeah. They can always get a hold of me, Carol Castle, on Facebook. I text like a teenager. I can always keep them up on what the events are going to be. I love hearing comments. If you want us to come to your area, we'd be welcome to bring a small collection of our stuff to your area, to any kind of meetings that you would have. We want to hear what you need from us. We want to talk to the amateurs in your area. We want to start including more and more of the state. And I look at Western Wisconsin and Eastern North Dakota as part of us.
Oh, absolutely. We're all kind of part of that gang linked together. Carol, it was really nice to speak with you about all things going on with the Wrestling Hall of Fame. But I have one more thing before I go for Sly. Sly, I know the Baron, you're going to be inducting him into the Hall of Fame, but you know what? You're worried. People are telling you to worry about the Baron, but I've been hearing from a bird that Mrs. Baron, Mother Claw, is the one to worry about, so you better not run amok of her.
I'll keep an eye on both of them. I promise you that. You know, Baron von Raschke was once managed by an amazing man by the name of Classy Freddie Blassie. So keep in mind that he's definitely open to ideas.
So I'm looking forward to seeing you and the crew of the representing the AWF on July 27th in Monoman at the Shooting Star Casino. Also a big honor that you'll be inducting the Baron that night, and 2 days later on the 29th in Tower, Minnesota at the Fortune Bay Resort Casino as part of Fortune Bania, you'll be inducting Mean Gene. I want to thank the two of you for taking time out of the schedule, and I think somewhere down the line we're going to have both of you on the show, whether together again or separate, to kind of just talk wrestling. It's always fun to find some like-minded folks who enjoy not only the old school, but the new school and just the nuances of professional wrestling.
Any time for me, you got me.
I'm available to talk wrestling in any context anytime you'd like, Glenn.
Absolutely. That's the benefits of being a sly guy. For Wrestling Memories Then and Now, I'm Glenn Broggett.